Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
As the calendar turns and you welcome in a new year, take note, there are a lot of things happening in Los Angeles over the next 12 months. For starters, there are a couple of big things on the ballot in this city this year, including the race for mayor and a development initiative that could have big ramifications going forward. There's also the hope that a 3-consecutive-year rise in the city's crime rate, violent crime rate, can be broken. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observe, the first LA Observe of 2017. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to 2017.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Let's get to the choices that Angelenos will make this year for mayor, whether Eric Garcetti will get another term, a second term, and whether a development initiative, so-called Measure S, will get the nod in a city where cranes never seem to come down.
I cannot recall seeing more cranes over the city than there are right now. A lot of development happening downtown, along Wilshire Boulevard, in Hollywood. Everywhere, it seems like, there are cranes. So the mayor's running for re-election this year, and the main potential opponent who announced that he was going to run against him, this is the education reformer Steve Barr, decided not to make the race. So Garcetti has a pretty easy field ahead of him. Mitchell Schwartz is a former Democratic strategist who announced last year that he was going to run, and he's on the ballot. It remains to be seen whether he's going to have the backing to run a strenuous campaign against Garcetti. He says he wants to talk about a lot of neighborhood issues. There's a couple of neighborhood activists on the ballot. Eric Previn is one of them, and we'll see if anything develops, although I would not expect, looking at this list, which includes some people who've run many times before, to see a major challenge to the mayor. And, you know, the city attorney and the city controller are both running unopposed for re-election.
Mike Fuhrer and Ron Galperin, of course, and we have city council members who also have races themselves.
Yes, and a number of them are facing races, but again, remains to be seen how stiff those challenges will be. It's pretty early.
Measure S, though, this is the neighborhood, what is it, the integrity issue initiative that was that was put on the ballot for March, I believe, in a couple of months. And this is an initiative that would stop development as we've seen it over the past, I don't know, decade here in L.A.
Well, it is intended to stop the practice, or at least declare a moratorium, in the practice of the city council going outside the general plan and the established zoning rules to approve developments all over the city. You know, the group that's behind this measure says that by waiving the rules on developments, you're getting a lot of outsized development in areas where it's not intended to occur. And this will be an interesting measure on the ballot for us because it will provide a forum and sort of a gathering spot for a conversation about what kind of city we're going to have going forward. And, you know, there's people on both sides of this measure, but the people who are opposing Measure S include business and labor that have come together saying that this will really undercut the desire to provide a lot of housing to bring rents down and house the homeless. Others say, you know, we're seeing places like Hollywood and other parts of the city just turning into battle zones over dense development.
There are new crime figures out, and 2016 was yet another year where the violent crime rate in Los Angeles was up, third year in a row. What are Charlie Beck and the LAPD saying, Kevin, that can be done in the new year to bring these numbers down?
Well, they think there's a number of steps that they're taking to, you know, put policing in the areas where it's needed and be smarter about policing. But, you know, it's interesting to look at this from the possibility of crime becoming a political issue, which it was if you go back about 20 years ago or so. It was an issue in the mayor's race and in city council races. And we've been blessed the last dozen or so years by declining crime rates and crime rates that, you know, appeared to hit bottom a few years ago. And now for the third time, we're seeing them up. And I expect to see more people talking about this.
All right, Kevin Roderick, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Steve.
LA Observe, Kevin Roderick.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.